Support for this episode is brought to you by Mrs. Myers. A delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Myers, everything we make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived ingredients, our cleaning products work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. So bring a little bit of the outside inside your four walls and bask in the wonder of a garden from the comfort of home. Mrs. Myers, rooted in goodness. Shop now at MrsMyers.com.
The in-dash OLED display in the Cadillac Escalade has 38 total diagonal inches of color display. So why do we give it a curve too? I guess you could say we like to bend the rules. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.
I'm Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Injury Lawyers, and you know what makes me mad? When insurance companies deny your claim for no good reason. That's why people call me. I'm the lawyer insurance companies don't want to deal with. Visit GoldfingerLaw.com and get us working for you.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, William Liu. First off, thanks to Blake for covering the last game. A painful one for sure in OKC. Just Blake is the best. Blake is the best. Anytime you can show love to Blake, please do so. He's the kindest man ever. Go back to his tweet yesterday when he just had a tweet storm and just saying nice things to everyone on Twitter. Nobody is nice on Twitter, which is something that every person on Twitter can tell you. But, you know, in a rare moment of niceness, Blake, my guy. So, thanks to him for covering that game. This game, a lot cheerier. Not that much cheerier. It's not like the Raptors played much better, but the opposition was way worse. The Raptors taking care of the Atlanta Hawks by a score of 111-98 at the Air Canada Center. The Raptors are now 12-1 at the ACC. It's great. It's great. I love it. Or 13-1 at ACC, actually. So, you know, they keep taking care of business. Obviously, beating the Hawks is no big deal because they're so, so bad. Like, man, I went to the game with, like, two my little siblings who are, like, you know, not big Raptors fans. They're not, like, not Raptors fans. They're just, like, not big. They're not, like, hardcore basketball watchers. And, like, at one point, my little brother just turned around to me and he was like, why are they so bad? And, you know, that was on, like, maybe, like, the fourth time the Hawks just randomly threw the ball away in the second quarter there, just for no good reason. And, you know, the Raptors, despite not really playing their most inspired game, their most disciplined game, their most, you know, tenacious game, they got the win. And then they pretty much had a double-digit lead. They started out a little bit slow, or a little bit sluggish, but the bench unit came in, supplied great energy. And, you know, Raptors built a 20-point lead basically midway through the second quarter. There's a bit of slippage when the starters came back in. And then they pretty much rode a double-digit lead the rest of the way. You know, the Hawks did cut it to, like, single digits, like 9 and 8 points in the fourth quarter. But, like, the Raptors, basically, they just needed to have, like, 2 minutes of good play. And they came up with that through a bunch of offensive rebounds, really. And that was the game. So, not much to take away from this game. There's a lot of small details. But we can start with the three stars. First star, I'm going to give it to DeLon Wright. DeLon had a really nice game off the bench. 13 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, a block, 6 of 10 shooting, 1-on-1 from the 3-point line, game best, plus 16 in 29 minutes. And it was a good effort from DeLon. It really was. Like, you know, his energy and his activity in the passing lanes combined with guys like Siakam and Ananobi, like, that was really what changed this game in terms of, you know, sleepy start, whatever. But those guys together really had a lot of just made enough hustle plays, really. And DeLon today, like, you know, he, it's not like there's such a tough cover out there, but just him getting steals, running out in fast break, sparking transition and getting easy points, like, that's pretty much where the bench is at their best. And DeLon was great at that tonight. You know, even though he had 10 shots, he's kind of like the secondary creator. Fred VanVleet did a lot of that, and VanVleet was all right, but he just shot the ball a lot. Whereas DeLon sort of picked his spots more, you know, just made sort of plays around the margins where if he's in transition, you know, getting out and finishing, if he's working pick and roll, getting to the middle of the floor and throwing up floaters. Like, the Hawks defense at the rim was comically bad. Like, and I guess that makes sense because there's, like, you know, Miles Plumlee out there looking like Blake Murphy. And there's like, you know, a rookie in John Collins. So obviously didn't have much rim protection. So DeLon was able to get to the basket and finish and, you know, back cut and finish off a nice assist from Poeltl, you know, when they were overplaying him, and just solid stuff all around. And because what DeLon was doing was so effective, he was actually given the task of closing games as that third guard next to Lowry and DeRozan. And, you know, that role has been held by Fred VanVleet, and Fred obviously tonight was off, you know, from the field. He was taking some bad shots, I thought, which is strange. Fred is not really like that, but, yeah, DeLon got that role back and he did really well. Like, he won a couple offensive rebounds at the end there to, secure possession and help the Raptors win. So good effort by DeLon. Great to have him back. He's a thrilling player to have, you know. He's, very understated, but I think that's part of what lulls defenders into thinking, you know what, I can do something here, because this guy is very long, very quick, very active, and very smart. I love watching this guy play. Second star, I'm giving it to DeMar DeRozan. It wasn't like an exceptional game from DeMar. It didn't need to be one either, but 25 points on 10 of 18 shooting, 2 of 4 from the three-point line. That's the area I want to focus on. DeMar, it's just of late, he just looks more confident with the three-point shot. Like, he's purposely repositioning himself into areas where he knows he's going to catch and he knows he's going to shoot. And how many times in the past have we seen DeMar catch the ball in a space where, you know, 95% of wing players would just take that shot? DeMar just, you know, dribbles and, you know, pump fakes or whatever, and like, whatever, it kind of kills the flow a little bit. DeMar, he's just, of late, he's just more willing to take the shot. I mean, I think him shooting the three looks more fluid than before. Like, he's like the one thing with DeMar shooting threes is like, he's a two motion shooter, like, which happens for a lot of mid range shooters, especially those that want to play out of the post. And that's just not great when you're trying to extend your range. But at the same time, like, I don't know, it just looks more fluid now. But I think all that really just speaks to confidence. DeMar walking into those threes is very nice. I know I'm just waxing poetic about fucking 2 of 4 from 3-point line, but it's nice. It's a good step forward for DeMar to have, especially since it really should be 3 of 5, because he actually made a three with a foot on the line late in the fourth quarter. And again, that just goes to show his confidence. But, you know, otherwise, DeMar, you know, typical DeMar, getting into the middle of the floor, finishing. His floaters are just beautiful, left and right hand, in the middle of the lane. Again, the Hawks had nobody to contest shots, so DeMar was able to get in there a lot. And, you know, good effort. Even got two blocks. I do not remember those two blocks at all, and I was watching this game quite intently. But, you know, good on DeMar. So DeMar gets a second star there. And then the third star, I'm going to give it as a tandem, all right? It's OG Anunoby plus Dwayne Casey. So I'll explain this one. OG tonight, like, he was confident with the three-point shot, kind of missed, only shot 1 of 5 from deep, although he was 4 of 8 overall. The 1 of 5, I don't blame him at all. Like, all the misses looked like they were going to go in, and they just, like, kind of rimmed out, like, they were good misses, so much as these things can exist. But I thought his offense was good, but just OG being disruptive, OG getting on the fast break, and throwing down dunks, including 3, you know, nice dunks. First one, I think it was the second quarter, Raptors got a turnover. OG forces a turnover, I think. I don't know, whatever. But DeMar picks up the ball and, like, he throws it up ahead, OG streaking out, like, Pascal Siakam style. Siakam also had a nice game. And OG finished the alley-oop pass. DeMar, good heads-up play, very willing pass from half court, finds OG right on the money. OG dunks that. Like, a minute later, OG strips a guy in the open court. Then he goes the full length of the floor, and he throws down a reverse double pump two-handed dunk, which, with a guy kind of on him, too. So, like, that was very nice to see. And then, at the end of the game, you know, the game is... it's not over. Like, the Hawks are still trying to run a play and, like, score, whatever, right? But OG strips the guy, and, like, the guy's chasing him down, and, you know, OG decides to go in for a dunk. It's a nice dunk, whatever. And, you know, he could have just taken the ball and, like, dribbled it out, whatever. But since it was, like, an open floor type scenario and he was running towards the basket, like, I don't know. Maybe he just didn't fully realize that, like, oh, shit, like, I don't need to do this dunk. But whatever. It was, like, 19 seconds left in the game. Raptors obviously had the win. OG dunked it. And so Mike Budenholzer had a big issue with this. And he like walked over and he was like talking smack to OG and like telling him like, you know, like respect the game, stuff like that. You know, man, relax, Mike Budenholzer, respect the game. You have a guy that looks like you, like your son on the team. Yeah, like respect yourself first off. But then, you know, obviously Dwayne Casey picked up on this. Dwayne Casey was going to go over and shake Budenholzer's hand as the coaches usually do. But Dwayne sees this and then you know, OG points it out and Dwayne goes over and screams F you at Budenholzer three times. I retweeted the clip. You can find it on Twitter. It's pretty funny to watch. It's a repeat of the time Dwayne Casey mouthed the, you know, I'm about to swear, but, you know, bitch-ass motherfucker in that random Warriors game. Oh, man, that's Dwayne is great, man. Dwayne, like, obviously a lot of people have issues with Dwayne, and obviously he's not perfect, but, you know, it's, he rides for his players. He rides for his players. So you got to respect that. And he rode for OG today. OG spoke about it after the game. And, you know, he had a smile on his face. And he said he was happy Dwayne did that for him. And, you know, Dwayne offered praise to Budenholzer. But he also said at the same time, don't talk to my players. And that's exactly the attitude that, that they should be taking. So it's a good game overall. In terms of the minor notes in this one, JV kind of banged his knee. Like someone was trying to climb around the screen. Whatever, he stayed in the game, he kept playing, whatever, but he just wasn't very good on defense overall, and so he didn't end up closing the game. That actually opened the door for Bebe Nogueira to come back, and, you know, as Bebe is wont to do, like, he just comes in and shows a bunch of flashes, like, finishing two lobs from Norman Powell, who had just a miserable first half, but much better in the second half to, you know, salvage an otherwise terrible effort. But Bebe, you know, finished two lobs from Powell, got offensive rebounds. Him and DeLon at the end of the game were big. And also just Bebe blocking people easily. Like, he's just so long. He's so talented. And, you know, it's obviously he's unreliable. But when he comes in sometimes, he makes a good impact. And today in the fourth quarter, he made a good impact. So Bebe came back. JV hit a three. Hit front iron. And, you know, it bounced in. That was nice to see. And, you know, Powell. It's a lot. It's a lot with Powell. It's a lot. This was not a good game by any means, but yeah. There was one play in particular where Powell was like he got the ball, he was leading the fast break, and it was a 3-on-2 scenario, and he clearly should have passed, but then he decided to just wrap the ball up and drive into two defenders, and he got stripped. Like, what are you doing, man? Like, I just, a lot of scenarios, I'm just like, do you have to take that shot? And the answer is, a lot of times, yes, he has to take that shot. But I don't know. Powell did some stuff in the fourth quarter. He kind of salvaged that one. Van Vliet cut the shot the ball a little bit too much, but overall pretty solid on defense. Siakam made a three. That's good. He's now 1 of 27 in December, which, you know, this is his last chance to get a three in the month of December, and he made one. Yeah, he's going to have to hit a lot more threes for defenses to respect him. You know, Miles. Oh, yeah, by the way, CJ Miles had to start because Ibaka, shortly before the game, it was announced that he, you know, got into an altercation with a staff member and he was suspended one game. And it's very mysterious as to what's going on there. I'm still trying to get details, but, yeah, what's all that about? But, CJ Miles came in, hit some threes, you know, did his thing. No big deal. Was solid. You know, I think he still needs to get his conditioning back up, to be honest, but otherwise, you know, he's nice to have. And, lastly, I mean, I don't want to end on a negative, but Kyle Lowry had some nice moments in this game for sure. But it was like it's rare to see him not give effort. And, like, he just didn't give much effort tonight. Like, very lackadaisical on both ends of the floor. Taking a lot of bad shots, I thought. Like, in the fourth quarter, all he was trying to do is take a pull-up three to, like, finish the game. Which, like, just run good offense, man. You know you can get to the rim at any time, right? Like, what are you doing with that? But, yeah, I don't know. Just defensively, it was really poor. Like, offering no resistance at all. I mean, Dennis Schroeder did shoot 6 of 20, but that speaks more to Dennis Schroeder shooting way too much as a point guard. But, yeah, Lowry, I don't know. It was just weird. He didn't finish out the game either. I was watching him at the end of the bench. Like, he was just kind of, like, sitting by himself and, like, didn't really cheer after all these dunks. I'm just like, I don't know. What was weird? I was just weird about that. It was just off. It's all. Like, Lowry is usually excellent and usually the engine and the motor and the heart of the team. And, you know, when he's off, it's pretty noticeable. So. But overall, solid game from the Raptors. You know, taking care of business at home. Obviously, they'll have tougher competition coming up. But you know, at least they'll be home to play host to some of these guys. And, you know, I look forward to that Bucks game. That's going to be an interesting one because the Bucks are playing well right now. The Bucks just won tonight. They beat OKC, who were without Paul George, but still OKC is a formidable opponent. And, I mean, this is a controversial finish. Giannis definitely stepped out of bounds in the game-winning dunk. But, you know, okay, the Bucks are playing really well ever since they got Bledsoe. It's helped their team a lot. Giannis is obviously hard to stop. Bledsoe is hitting enough jumpers. Chris Middleton is doing RPM things. And, yeah, I don't know. That's going to be a tough game. But the Raptors definitely have to come up with more effort. I'll say that much. Like, in terms of malaise and whatever, like, there's a lot of malaise in this game. It's just, you know, the Hawks suck. Yeah, hopefully the Raptors turn up more for that game. But, yeah, this is a solid effort. In terms of the Gerald Henderson Award, has to give that to Taurean Prince, who randomly torched the Raptors for 30 points and 10 rebounds on 12 of 16 shooting with 5 of 6 from deep. Jeez. Taurean Prince, he was murking the Raptors for no reason at all. Like, I thought he was DeMar Carroll 2.0. He looked like two DeMar Carrolls put together, you know, like two full knees. Like, he looked good. I don't know. I mean, what's he doing on the season? Like, he's averaging, if this computer would load, 12 points. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, yeah, career high today, 30 points. I liked him when he was at Baylor. I did. Yeah. Easy win for the Raptors. Easy win. Some highlight dunks. Bud's upset. Dwayne Casey makes another profane outburst. I love when the Raptors brass makes profane outburst. I mean, we all know what Masai has been saying, taking fines for the city and stuff. But, you know, Dwayne is also a savage on the low. So it's fun to watch. Anyway, I'll be back on New Year's Day to recap the Bucks game. So in the meantime, Happy New Year to everyone out there. Thank you to everyone for listening. Thanks again to Blake for not playing any defense at the rim tonight, and also for being a great guy and also covering the OKC game. And yeah, I'll speak to you guys then. Peace.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
The in-dash OLED display in the Cadillac Escalade has 38 total diagonal inches of color display. So why do we give it a curve too? I guess you could say we like to bend the rules. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.